Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 108, Mentally Prepare for a Loss. Losing is not an option. I think many of us have said something silly like this in our time as an athlete or even as a coach. And the reality is, the truth is, it is an option. It's a very real possibility for some more than others. But I find it very interesting that the most winningest Division I college coach of all time actually prepares to lose. Let me explain. So one of my favorite books of the year is The Man Watching by Tim Crothers. And it's the story of Anson Dorrance, the coach at University of North Carolina, the women's soccer coach there. And it's a fantastic book. And in the book, Crothers shares how Dorrance actually psychologically prepares to lose the game. Before the game, he reviews and he rehearses in his mind how he and the team should handle and respond in that loss. And he does this because he says it's a sign of weakness to be destroyed by defeat. It's a sign of weakness to be destroyed by defeat. This reminds me a lot of how John Wooden would remind his staff and his players that when they walked off the court, they should have their heads held high regardless of the score, because they know they had given their best effort out there. And he always wanted, when he walked off the court, for people to not know if he had won or lost the game by just looking at him. And this kind of ties in with what Dorrance is doing here, right? You know, Dorrance has won over 90% of his games in coaching. He's got over 800 wins as the women's North Carolina women's soccer coach, and he's closing in on 1,000 in his career. He's won a World Cup in women's soccer. So he's very good at winning. But when his team is trailing in the game with 10 minutes to go, which they are exceptional at these moments, right? They have a very good tradition of winning the close ones late in the game. But when they're trailing with 10 minutes to go, he actually starts to compose what he will say after they lose. And by doing that, he's allowing himself to experience the loss emotionally. And he's able to relax. And remember, as he says, it's just a friggin' game. He can now stay, because he's done this, composed late in the game. And when he occasionally does lose, he's mentally ready to be the coach his team needs in that moment. The irony here, or the paradox, or whatever you want to call it, is that Dorrance is as fierce of a competitor as any other coach in the game. You get that from the story of his life. That's who he is as a person. But at the same time, he's an incredibly gracious loser. And he handles himself incredibly well emotionally, and he's able to connect to his players when they're losing. And after a loss, he's always been very well known for praising the other team's play, their effort and their coaching, and not really blaming his own team. And I think that's a sign of a very gracious loser. But his ability to balance the fierce competitor with gracious loser, to his ability to compose himself in the close games and the hard losses, he attributes much of this to his mental routine before and during games. So my suggestion for all of us is, if we, when we're struggling, or if we struggle emotionally and mentally with losing, or this fear of losing, then rehearse it in your mind, right? Imagine what that's going to feel like, right? Allow ourselves to experience it, and then work through it, and then to think about and to visualize how we will respond, how we'll respond in those hard moments, and how we can be the coach that our team needs us to be. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it on social media. Much appreciated. Thank you.